Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. When people say happy holidays, they're usually talking about Christmas or Hanukkah, but there's a third annual December holiday, a non-religious one, Kwanzaa. For the second straight year, a Western Kentucky community is hosting the Afrocentric celebration. I went to Hopkinsville to learn more.
We are fortunate to have a piece of original Kente cloth woven in Ghana, West Africa.
And if you were a child visiting the city's Fire Transportation Museum this time of year, you might hear Janet Bravard explain a box of Kwanzaa-related items. Besides the long maroon kente cloth, there's an orange hand drum you might get to play if you're lucky. I couldn't resist. And there were also seven colored cards, each with pictures representing the days of Kwanzaa. It's a week-long, non-religious celebration of culture that starts the day after Christmas. It's welcome to anyone. This year marks the second straight that community activities for the holiday are taking place in Hopkinsville.
You know how you're compelled to do something? Like, it's something in your spirit saying, our city really needs this. So, just everything fell in place.
That's Marquita Wilkerson. Last year, about a month before Kwanzaa, she decided she wanted to continue a tradition she and her friends started while they were students at Murray State. So, she talked with some friends she knew who were also active in the community, including Zirconia Aileen.
So we were in another meeting and she mentioned it and I was like, well, if you need somebody to help, I'll try.
A month later, they had spaces volunteered to them, home-cooked food to eat, and community groups ready to help out. Marquita says the main issue wasn't putting everything together so much as it was explaining to people.
It's not a religion. It's not a religious holiday. We're not overstepping anything else. It's just a celebration.
If you're confused about Kwanzaa, you're definitely not alone. Despite decades of references to it on TV shows like Sesame Street, a lot of people, myself included, were pretty much in the dark when it comes to how to celebrate. Here are the basics. Each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa represents a different principle. They have names in the East African language of Swahili like Nia, purpose, Kuumba, creativity, or Imani, faith. Every day, there's a candle lighting on what's called a kinara. Imagine a menorah, but with only 7 candles, 3 red, 3 green, and a black one in the middle. Those have meaning too, for the blood, the land, and the people of Africa. Marquita and Zirconia's nights included activities ranging from live artwork to vision boards.
I got like a lot of magazines that have like a lot of brown people in them, so I'm excited about that. And they have a lot of like really younger people words in them.
To a book reading.
The history of the N-word. And it says the N-word a lot. And some of the adults was like, are you really reading that book? And the kids was like, that's why I shouldn't say the N-word. And we're like, yes.
All that helps build up a sense of culture and pride beyond what's taught in schools.
And it gives people, especially the kids, well, not just the kids, because even with the adults, something more than slavery. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a life before slavery. Mm-hmm. Celebrate that.
Marquita says her reasons for celebrating Kwanzaa go beyond inspiring pride in culture and heritage.
I work with at-risk people, and right now I have a lot of younger adults. And to have them have no hope, but then when you have a child who can look further than the next 6 months or can say, okay, I am going to do something, I'm going to be something, I want to carry on that tradition. Mm-hmm. That's all worth it.
Luckily, they've had the community behind them. Aside from the role their connections played in getting support from local businesses and government, Zirconia says their work is just important.
Once you break down the principles of unity, self-determination, collective works, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, faith, who couldn't support something like that?
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.